This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What a fitting intro to come in and spend some time in Hoffman's territory. And Craig is out on special assignment. Anthony, the Syracuse Orangeman, has allowed me an opportunity. And how lucky am I that we're coming in off a hat trick by the great one. And I get a chance to have the great one, my brother in puckology, the one and only Rooster Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Hello, Doc.
First of all, thank you
for
doing
this,
because I know you've got, another show to go do, a podcast, and a personal appearance.
Yes.
But, brother.
For all the money that I'm not making, right, correct.
Well, that's because, see, you know what, Rooster, that's what makes you special.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need money.
Yeah.
The rest of us have to pay for things.
You're right.
You don't have to pay for anything.
You're right. I get things for free. Yeah. So
people give you things. Just for your presence, you got it that way.
Yeah.
But let's go to Ovi. Because you know, brother, you were so inspirational because you were doing this when it wasn't popular. Like Koken. I had the pleasure of having Smoke and Al Koken on the weekends. And I heard Beninati today with Coach.
Yes.
And so
I heard you with Lou Holder. I didn't hear I didn't hear Smoke and Al Koken. I wish I would have I would have heard that.
Yeah, we had Koken blessed us with his presence and talking puck. I heard Beninati today with Coach, but everybody around the town, and Lou Holder was splendid with it. Anybody that's been behind a microphone appreciates how hard this organization grinds. And we spend most of our time with the old ugly duckling that used to be. And yet the Caps have just been there producing. So I wanted you to have a stage to give your interpretation of how cool it was to see the Great Eight in this frame shot. How can a guy who's in his, quote, spot,
right,
if I know he's at a spot, why don't they? And why is it so difficult to stop this ferocious slap shot? Would you please explain it to the hockey impaired?
Yeah. So a couple of things are at play. Even though that second goal comes from the office, I think that's a little bit of a different angle, launch angle, number one. It's a little closer to the boards based on what the usual quote-unquote office spot is. But the bigger thing is, and I can't remember who was saying this. Maybe it was on the game broadcast yesterday. I can't remember. You know, they are doing a better job of moving Ovechkin around. Which has been the case, I think, throughout Spencer Carberry's tenure, because you realize, and really what got him going last year when he carried them to the playoffs, is you realize that teams are able to, when they know where he's going to be all the time, Doc, they are able to kind of zero in on him. And if not shut him down, neutralize him a little bit, limit him, or limit him and clog up the passing lanes so that the passing lane isn't open to get him the puck for the one-timer and so on and so forth. And then on top of that, it just comes down to this. Like, this team this year is so much better. I think this team this year, Doc, is better than the Stanley Cup winning team.
Ooh.
And that's saying a lot, right? I mean, I covered that team. I was there. I love that team. I have all the respect in the world for Nick Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Brett Connolly, Braden Holtby, all the guys, you know, that Jay Beagle, guys that won that cup that are not here and on this run. I think this team is deeper, better, faster, more athletic. And I think they're more capable of putting together a run. I think there was, I want to say smoke and mirrors, but I think there was some lucky bounces, some fortunate breaks, what have you, in 18 that got them to where they did. Now, they earned it. I'm not suggesting that they didn't. I think this team is better, and I think this team will be better. And part of it, again, obviously, Ovi is just going scorched earth society, but who is getting him the puck? How are they getting him the puck? How are they deploying him? It's not all on the power play. Think about this. The empty netter, right, which a lot of times an empty netter can be like kind of a softy. That was no softy. That was him playing defense in the defensive zone, broken stick, as Edmonton is trying to score a fourth goal yesterday, and he scoops up the loose puck and fires it through two zones, bullseye. You know, that was not your typical empty net goal.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, all of these things kind of factor in. But, Doc, I did this on my show in the first hour. I'm not sure if you were listening. To me, I think it's more important that this team win a cup or make it to the cup final or whatever than Alex breaking the record. I mean, ideally, you would love to have both. But to me, this is all about the team.
No, I agree with what you said at one.
Yeah,
it's not about him. They're not making it about him. It's happening in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's the one thing that makes it unusual for me is I'm, of course, in my high chair, and I still am a toddler in this, but the fact that I consider Wilson one of the best players on the team, and also in my cap, he's been a linebacker. So when your dude who is a beast, but has skill. And Alex was a beast to me, but had skills. So their best players are also among the toughest.
Yeah.
And that, to me, kind of separates from what I can gather. We talk about teams and continuity. How's the team blend? And this team stripped itself of a lot of people and has some youth. How in the hell are they connecting so well? And you said this a million times. Koken has said this to me a million times. Their system, and it's no joke, that they come up from within, and they have a culture. A lot of people talk culture. Caps have a real culture.
Yeah. Look, I know less about systems than most hockey fans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you say, well, what's the Caps system? I don't know if I can come up with a good answer for you. I know this. They execute their asses off. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they are four lines deep. Some teams, and lots of Caps teams, have been only six deep, have been only nine deep, haven't been able to find good quality centers. Think about the centers that this team now has. Dylan Strome, he's been awesome since getting here. Pierre-Luc Dubois, offensively and defensively, yesterday shutting down probably a weary, but still the best player in the game, Connor McDavid. Lars Eller back. Nick Dowd has been money since getting here, even though they haven't won in the playoffs. That's just where you kind of start. And if you're strong down the middle, just like in baseball, just like in football, if you're,
sport.
Right? If you have a good safety, a good Mike linebacker, you know this, right? You have good defensive tackles. You're likely to be really good as a team. Well, that's where the bread and butter of this Capitals team is. So when I say system, I don't know how to explain it on the radio other than they play connected. They are good passing the puck. They're not as good puck possession-wise as you'd like them to be. But they're also, again, if you think about it, they are, if you have 12 forwards, right? Four lines of three. I would say every one of these guys has made a consistent contribution this year. Has made a consistent contribution. And they clearly have the best 1-2 tandem in goal, one. And you look on defense, right? And John Carlson, maybe he's not the same offensive player this year that he has been, but Jacob Chychrun has been un-freaking real. Unreal. Like, so this team, top to bottom, Doc, I think is really built well. And I thought they were a much better team going in after all their offseason moves. I'd be lying if I told you I thought they were going to be this good.
Well, again, my eyes are still developing, but I know that defensively, I mean, when you're defending in the power play as long as they did, for one moment, I didn't think they would ever be on offense. They just kept defending, and they don't give up goals, and they seem to be so eager to just compete. I mean, I love it. I love what's going on. The vibe is good. I always think of you when it works out well.
No, I appreciate
on
that.
The ice, and I know that with all the obligations that you've got this week, with having to be at College Park and
right.
all the things that you've got.
I heard
going
you
on
were
going
to be in College Park. No?
No. I've never listened. That's
I heard
Sheehan.
They were going to put you on the scoreboard.
No, that's a Kevin Sheehan move.
Ah,
no
see,
way.
That's not
I,
what I heard. That's not what the whispers that I'm hearing.
No. That's the Lou and Kevin.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Big Shots deal. Uh-huh. I may be in the custodial room, if anything, but hey, brother, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for all that you bring to the table.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate you, and I'll be listening on the way home, okay?
Hey, you could do me a favor?
Yes.
Give my buddy that bleeds burgundy and gold, when you talk to your son tonight, can you give him a Fun Bunch high five?
I will. Anything right. for you, Doc. He always asks about the DOC. He loves you. And by the way, real quickly before I leave, mm-hmm. did you see that your favorite colleague and my favorite colleague has a new player that he loves that is going to be on the back of a T-shirt and that he's going to make a slogan for and that is going to be mentioned at least 4,000 times in the next 2 months? Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's Linnell Willingham is who we're talking about.
Who?
Lionel? Linus? Anyway,
his name sounds familiar, but yeah. I don't know. So what?
So here's the deal, right?
Does he work at the station?
Well, sometimes. We know okay. that the Commanders need help stopping the run. We
right.
know that the Commanders might be getting rid of Jonathan Allen. Now,
really?
He
okay.
has zeroed in on Alfred Collins. A defensive okay. tackle from Texas.
Okay. Big boy.
He violent, strong hands when dissing. Yeah. You know, all the scouting terms that yeah. he likes to use. So I said he's going to put him on the back of a T-shirt because that's what he does, slogans and mottos and all that stuff. And he's going to mention them 4,000-plus times over the next 2 months because this is what he wants. Last year, he was mad that they took a defensive tackle. Now he wants them to take a defensive tackle.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, if you say so.
Just saying,
what's his
just
name
pointing.
Again?
Alfred Collins.
No. The guy that's saying all
oh,
that.
Zion? I'm not sure. Maybe. Not sure.
Why y'all doing that to Linnell?
Lion?
No, I'm just saying.
Linnell,
I've never heard of him.
L underscore BTP on X. That's who y'all are talking about.
Oh,
the guy
okay.
whose ass you kicked in basketball?
Yeah, the guy kicked. You mean the big fella.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay.
At Nell underscore BTB. Score.
Oh, the guy that says BTB. Yeah, the guy has the underscore.
Go to the souvenir shop at team980.com, and you'll find your Alfred Collins, Texas defensive lineman. I told you so T-shirts.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. All right, well, I'll check him out.
Okay.
I'll check him out. I appreciate you,
Doc,
Rooster.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
you
brother.
And Mr.
Okay,
Haney.
More. DOC in for Brother Hoffman. Anthony, the Syracuse Orangeman, in control, pushing all the right buttons. Stay with us. We got an action-packed program planned for you. Bedrock, back at the mothership. Team 980. DOC, back with Anthony. My man, who told me he was going to grow do dreads about a month and a half ago. I think he was pulling my leg.
Yeah, the fact you fell
but we'll
for
see.
That one, man.
Huh?
I said, the fact you fell for that, to go from waves to dreads.
Yeah.
That is but a I trust lifestyle you. Change, man.
No, you taught me not to trust you because I trusted you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no. That's okay.
I just wanted to say if you were gullible, you know?
No, I'm not gullible, but I am trustworthy. And if I trust you, I never doubt you.
Okay, that's fair.
And that's too late now. You've blown that. But you were in that rare space. Like, why would I not trust Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
He's never, ever proven to be unworthy, untrustworthy. He's always been on point. So I was a little surprised by it. But, you know, you're maturing now. You're aging. And most people are so predictable that I never have no problem with them. I kind of know where they're coming from. Mm. They're easy to read. But you, I was a little surprised. But, you know, I've learned that things happen. I hope, brother, and you know what? I'm glad to hear. I always enjoy when Craig takes a break because I worry about Craig. Craig is, you know, he's really serious. And I love it when I hear Hoffman's having fun to where he is, you know, having fun. Because I worry about him. Because he's driven. Mm-hmm. I love people that are driven. And that's what I respect his brother a lot because I know what he ain't playing. He is not playing.
Hard working dude right there, man.
No, I love that. I really do. We got a lot going on. You know, people, after the Super Bowl, it is something. Usually our season had been over about 8 weeks before that, but this year was different. It's affected everybody and everything. We're in a better mood longer. We are, I know for sure, I'm so positive about the Caps. I'm so happy that we have a program that's among the best in the league. This is not like a feel-good story. They're legit. They are like, what did they say, too legit to quit? They're for real, the young folks say. Not only is Ovi going for the record, but that's not even the main thing. The main thing is that these dudes have a shot at the cup. That's the main thing.
It's a huge surprise because this is, quote-unquote, supposed to be one of those years where the Capitals were retooling, rebuilding, sort of kind of like the Commanders. Like, nobody expected us to be in the NFC title game at the beginning of the season. And some people thought, you know, we were going to go to the Super Bowl, we were going to win it all. But it's the fact that Capitals are following the same exact blueprint and it's just like, what in the world? Like, what are the odds of that happening kind of thing? Like, this is a good time to be a D.C. sports fan. You know, I think the Nationals are going to be on the up and up. You got the Commanders having figured out their situation. At quarterback, the Capitals, like, we've gotten young. We've shipped some guys out, and still we're contending this year. The Wizards, you know, still something to be desired, but, you know,
let
they're
me
working.
Hear you talk that out.
They're
let
working.
Me hear you, let me, now, put a twist on that one.
There's
and then
no
I'm
going
to get up.
They
I'm going to be like
working.
Fred Astaire.
They still
I'm
working.
I'm going to get up and dance if you put a twist on that one.
They're still working, but with the Caps.
See, I thought
doing,
you was about to go to the Terps. I said,
oh,
now,
the
if
Terps
he pivots,
too? Hey, now.
If he pivots to the Terps right now, and then if he go to Mason, and he come back to the Georgetown, maybe he can spin out of this thing.
Okay.
And you.
I went to the Wizards, huh?
And you went to the Wizards.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, this experiment has now come to a conclusion, because if you don't want to lose credibility. And listen, Detroit, I don't buy this tanking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it. I think it lets people get off the hook. It's embarrassing to me. If you can't shoot, I can actually accept that. What I can't accept is your inability to defend. Because that to me is just heart and desire. Now, you do need some athletic ability, but more heart and desire. You just flat out, I think a lot of guys in this league just flat out say, I'm not going to do it. And since they still get paid well, they just don't. And I resent the hell out of that. Because I remember in the days when them checks was slim, when them checks was skinny, and cats would be saying, man, if I could do, I know what I do now. Well, you know what they're getting now? A lot of them, not all, some still aren't. We're going to have a brother joining us a little bit late on today. He played the wave what I'm talking about. Massenburg. Get in his way of a rebound. If there's a loose ball, I dare you to get in his way. That's what I'm talking about. Not all, but some people have taken this thing for granted. They really have. And, you know, things have a way of working themselves out. But the game right now is nice. I like the fact that, you know what I like? I like the fact that Draymond Green came out and said, we winning this thing. Because he got a guy that left a team that didn't want to play with them and they didn't want him to play with them. If somebody could figure Jimmy Butler out, I would send an Uber to pick you up and take you anywhere you want to go eat some ribs. Ain't this the same brother that wouldn't even come get dressed and get on the team plane?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't this the same dude came out, he looked like Rodman. His hair was pink one day, blue the other day, turquoise the following day. And I'm looking at thinking out, this dude was in Chicago, Philadelphia, everywhere. But when Jimmy is happy,
mm-hmm.
he a bad man. And now he goes to a place that seems like it's fit for Nut House. And it's Golden State. And the brother comes out and says, not only are we going to be good, we got this dude, we going to win it all. And then there's that young dude who people say around 40, but he runs around like he's 28. He looks like he's 21 till you see the ball spot in his head.
Hey, man, not too much.
And you start saying, what the hell is going on with this dude? I mean, who does this? And you start thinking to yourself, and then the Knickerbockers. I mean, is the NBA, you can say you may not love it. I don't know how you can hate it. Twists galore. And then the C's, people flipping, wanting to say, I don't hate. They're getting it done. Even though there's a whole sector of the community that would love to see them fail. They still set a standard, shooting the lights out. They don't have a three-point shooter. They all shoot the three. So, and then there's your boys in Philly and your boys in New York. They want to talk themselves into the tournament. Okay. So I know hoops your game. Because I know you talk about you a hooper. Now, I have seen you. And you had a nice stroke. Hoffman had a real nice stroke. Now, I have to question your competition as to who you picked on. Which, I give your performance a high value. But your competition, it did leave a lot to be desired.
Thing is, that guy is still calling me out to this day. And I'm telling him, you know, leave it alone.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Trying to tell
Don't lie on that, brother.
He's asking for more problems, and I don't know why. I'm a nice guy, Doc. You know, I don't like to take advantage of people, but he keeps asking.
I know
you're
just
poking the bear.
I know you're kidding, but I wish you were telling the truth. Because we get this thing videoed. I would give anything.
Oh my gosh.
For that to happen again. Because we got to get the canine community to come out and see this one live. See, the big fella wants a crowd. He don't know. He's crazy enough to request one. And there would be nothing more satisfying to the human eye. Because see, the worst pain that I've ever, among the most pain, not to be injured, is fatigue. Fatigue. I saw him breathing like he was about to have a heart attack at the first clash. He was, what, 25 then?
24.
He was 24 then. Now he's 27 and clearly in worse condition. And he's threatening you?
I don't get it, okay. Doc. Don't get it.
All right. Well, just let me know when and where, and we'll definitely get this thing promoted. And we'll turn this into we may have to have pay-per-view for this one.
I got you.
All right. Good deal. 431 in the nation's capital. DOC in front of a hot microphone in for Brother Hoffman, who has taken well-deserved rest. I worry about Craig because the brother's so focused. But everybody does need to step back and take a break. 301-230-0980 is the number. A lot on the line with NBA, the college hoop thing. That they call it, there's a little bit of craziness. I call it March craziness going on in a big game at College Park on Wednesday night. We're going to give you a man that has put on that uniform, been in that arena. Talk a lot about that today as we continue right here on Team 980. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Combine week. A lot going on. B-ball bouncing. Don't let me forget to tell you about my new interests that I'm really focused on, putting in time on it. You're not going to believe it. But the tush push to stay, or should it be outlawed? My old teammate, world champion, Mark Murphy, currently moonlighting as the president of the Green Bay Packers. They want it out. Anthony, I'll ask you. You know, it's one thing about it. Is it cheating just because you can't stop it? And what, if anything, do you see that's illegal about it?
I mean, the only thing that's illegal about the play is that you are aiding a runner, like, on the play. Now, I will say this. There are teams that have tried to do the tush push. And guess what, Doc? It didn't work out for those guys. And that's why they're complaining about it. Literally, the Eagles, the Bills, those two teams have the highest success rate when it comes to the tush push. Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of years, they've had 163 rushes for and converted at an 87% attempt rate. That's the Eagles and the Bills. Now, the rest of the NFL, when they tried to do the tush push, 153 rushes, and they've converted only 71% of those attempts. So I just think people are upset that they can't stop it and the fact that they also don't know how to duplicate it.
Look at that Syracuse University, that Georgetown prep training coming to fruition. I hope your father's listening right now because, really, it's paid off. I'm proud of you. Look, man, what it shows me is that it has as much to do with the quarterback as it does the center. What are the Bills and the Eagles, or some people say the Eagles, have in common? They have studs at quarterback, physical freaks at quarterback, guys that aren't strangers to the weight room at quarterback. But you know who one of the guys I saw do it as well as anybody I've ever seen do it? Is Tom Brady. And he looks nothing like these other two dudes whatsoever. So is it the art and technique? Obviously, the guard and the center have a hell of a lot to do with it. We said, well, Kelce, all pro, the baby came right in and pulled it off. He going to the Pro Bowl, too. So give Howie some credit on that, too. Is it personnel and drafting, identifying people that are strong and have good thrust? What is it? He also picking the place. He doesn't just go right over the spine of the center. They pick spots. For all we know, they have the designated areas that they're attacking. How far are we looking into this thing all the way? I think it may be a little more complicated than we're giving it credit for. And if they can do that, I've been taught low man wins. They tell me the guy on offense, you have an advantage because you know the snap count.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put, let's just say I got, what's that kid's name you was telling me about wanting to play basketball? Over there, and Russell was talking about him, too.
Oh, Linnell Willingham.
Linnell. What's his last name?
Willingham.
Willingham. Suppose you put a guy like that, and you put him like a nose tackle. All right?
Uh-huh.
And then, so you telling me, see, because I just don't believe that I'd like to see if the Eagles, first of all, they practice against them dudes they have. See, iron sharpens iron. But they're not the only people with that. We're supposed to have our big boys up front. I just believe that there ought to be a defensive front that rejects this stuff between the center guard gap, that rejects it. So I say, let's get it on, and let's see what happens. But I do believe that they'll probably ban it.
You think so? I don't think it'll be banned. I don't think it will. And
I don't know if Philadelphia had. I'll tell you what. If the Cowboys were doing this and they had success with it, it'd never be banned.
Nope. Nope.
But I just think the league, I don't know how much political clout Philadelphia has. And if enough people get pissed off at them because they can't stop them, it wouldn't surprise me to see the league gang up on them. Believe me. Because New York, Dallas, Washington has no political clout. That's obvious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. That's if you trust them. If you trust them, then you can go about and think what you think. I don't. And I would be, I'd be willing to say right now that they'll find a way to outlaw it if they can't stop it.
All right.
301-230-0980 is the number. What say you?
Here's what Mark Murphy, you want to hear what Mark Murphy said?
Yeah, first? I want to hear what my boy Lobster, call him by his given nickname.
Oh, the Lobster. I got you.
The Lobster.
Yeah, Packers president Mark Murphy, he issued a statement earlier today. He said, I'm not a fan of this play. There's no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. There's a series of plays with the Commanders jumping off sides in the NFC Championship game to try to stop the play was ridiculous. The referee even threatened to give the Eagles an automatic touchdown if the Commanders did not stop. That was actually crazy, Doc. That was insane. He said he would like to see the league prohibit pushing or aiding the running, quote-unquote, quarterback on this play. There used to be a rule prohibiting this, but it is no longer enforced because I believe it was thought to be too hard for the officials to see. The play is bad for the game, and we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner. This will bring back the traditional QB sneak that worked well for quarterbacks like Brett Starr and the Packers in the Ice Bowl. End of statement.
We got. Man, I can't wait to see how this comes out. First of all, you, the people, will show us if you care based on your reactions. If you don't care, I don't care. We can move on.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to archery, rolling dice, anything. But I don't do boring. So if y'all don't care, we can move on. But I think this should be exhausted. Because I think if no one else has tried it, I think others have tried it. They're just not good at it.
Yep.
So should the Eagles be penalized for that or applauded for mastering a technique going against the best defensive line in the game and getting it done? What we won't show us, and we'll never know, is can they do it against their boys?
I mean, the thing is, they've done it in a game before, though. Like, When Mark says we should not be aiding the runner, no matter like who it is, and that it used to be a rule that was enforced, that's going to take away, you know, the big scrums where like the running backs on like the 1 yard line, and then here comes the big lineman like pushing everybody in, and they granted a touchdown. That's no longer going to happen. So like, I guess there's a lot that will go into the ruling, but you take away those kinds of plays, and you don't know if you know. Because now you're sort of kind of limiting the runner to an extent. Like, what if the guy is fighting for, like, some hard yards, like, on his own, and the fact that he was held up, now we got to call it, you know, a stoppage of
play. This is not a slam dunk. I'm interested in what the people say. Team 980, listener line 301-230-0980, K9. Are they always at the front of the line? Talk about discipline. Jonesy, welcome home.
Hey, what's up, Doc? You know what this reminds me of? And this is not even a play. This reminds me of when they banned the high five move, man. When you all scored a touchdown, and then you came together and you did the high five. It is like that. Wah, wah, wah. Ah, we got to do something about that. And they banned that for a while.
Well, that was Dallas,
Until it was exited from that. Yeah, that was Dallas. But still, it was some others, too. I remember the Giants complaining about that. I'll never forget seeing an interview with Lawrence Taylor on the end of that, complaining about that. But I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to go here with it. My thing is, no, leave it alone. You know what? If we got all these so-called defensive gurus out here that's getting paid a piss pot full of money, then you should be able to come up with a scheme to stop it. That's what I have to say towards that. And that's just me. And I might be a one percenter. But if you're supposed to be this defensive guru, And I don't care what name you throw in the on the dotted line as far as defensive coordinators go. Come up with a way to stop it. And I'm going to say, nah, leave the fence pushing on. You, what you do is you get in there on your offseason. That's your offseason assignment, defensive coordinator. Go in that the dark room and figure it out. That's what I need you to do. So when regular season come about, boom. You can stop the Joker going from the half-yard line, the one-yard line, or whatever else to keep him from getting first down, from whether it's a fourth down or the touchdown. It doesn't matter. Stop it. You come up with a formula to stop it. Get the right nucleus of guys to stop the tush push. Enough said. I'm out. I'm going to listen to y'all.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Is it? Do we have footage? I should have asked Russell when he was on with us. Are they the only team in the NFL that employs the tush push?
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Okay.
Because the Bills do it. Other teams have, again, they've tried to do it. They tried to imitate what the Eagles are doing, and they've just come up short, you know? The Eagles also have dogs up front. I think if you try to do the touch push against them, I don't think you've had much success. Them, the Bucks, like those two front lines, Vita Vea on that Bucks D-line.
Oh, my goodness.
Kalijah can't, like, people taking up space? Space eaters?
Yeah, they got space
yeah,
eaters.
Yeah, I want to see you move them. So maybe maybe that's what you need.
Well, I mean, that's definitely the best way to combat it.
Yeah.
Is to have some elephants inside that ain't budging. But that's the way football's always been. And, I mean, going all the way back from Jim Brown and Hugh McElhaney, all the way, there's always been inside run game. And could you get an inch or get a yard or whatever? The old Hogs proved that. I mean, 50 gut proved that. I'm at a loss for this. I really hate to ban somebody from doing something that and deeming that it's illegal. Because you can't stop it. And yet you have the opportunity to do the same thing. Nobody's stopping you from doing the exact same thing to them. And I hope that's on point. I hope this I'm accurate with that. It's just not the touch. I don't know. I wish I could view it as cheating. I don't view it as cheating. If they snap the ball, and if it's movement, they should be called on it. But now is it good for the game from an entertainment value? Now you start bringing up some legitimate topics. Is that what I want to see? Now we get back to baseball and the shift. I thought the shift, I had no problem with the shift because I came up in the 60s, 70s. I came up with Rod Carew, Pete Rose, pure hitters. You move one side, they just hit it where you're not. Period. They would have had no problem with that. These young boys, the TikTok era, you move to them, they were blunt. They couldn't do it. They don't have bat control. They may have more power, but they can't hit like fellas hit back in the day. So they had to actually change the rule. They had to come up with it. So we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, so now here's my boy. I love this. I love. PJ says on X, man, come up with your own push instead of putting Jaden back there to put a tight end or fullback in the position and practice it. And the toothbrush can't be stopped. They have scientific study on TV one day, so come up with your own. Got to give PJ, he's creative. We have a guy that can't be stopped. We got our own tush push. It's called JD5. Just a different way of doing it, and it's all legal. But if you feel like the tush push is illegal, then step to the plate. I'd love to hear it. Little. You're next on the Hoffman program with DOC and Curly. What's up?
Man, legend. Shout out to Ant-Man number two. I was telling Ant-Man. Look, man, anytime you aid in the player, man, that boy, man, what would he weigh, 230 quarterback? Yeah, it's illegal, Doc. We didn't even do that in high school. They call a flag, they throw a flag in high school anytime you push a player forward.
Mm-hmm.
Let him try to do it on his own strength, Bones. Unless you got five Vita Barrett. What's the big guy in Tampa Bay? Vita, I can't think of his last name.
Yeah, Vita. Yeah, you're right. You got it. You was on point.
Yeah, you put five of them on the line, you got a chance of stopping it. Anytime you aid in the player and then the defense, they can't get behind their players and push them forward. We haven't seen that yet. When the defense push their players, then they're going to throw the flag. Man, ban that. Get rid of that, man. Hey, but look. Guess what? We ain't Philly worried about us. We ain't worried about Philly. Like I called it last year, we gonna fight for the championship. This year, guess what, Doc? It's going to be on our home field, player. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Hey, appreciate that, Little. It's that's a good – I can live with that. I really can. I don't like the – I've seen too many backs with superior efforts on the goal line. And I want to keep my memory bank clear with that. It's embarrassing to see somebody. I mean, I see Riggo breaking the line. Ain't nobody ever had to push John. That's crazy. Let's go to break on that one, though. But it's good. Y'all biting a little bit. 301-230-0980. Are you done with the tush push? You had enough of it? Or can you live with it? Stay with us. Coach Knocky coming up. That's right. C-Knock. We'll ask C-Knock.